On this Friday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene. Well, Mad Men is back. The signature cable drama returns on Sunday. This seems to be a great time for shows on cable. Last Sunday, 25 million viewers combined tuned into the basic cable shows The Bible and The Walking Dead, blowing away the biggest scripted show on broadcast TV, The Good Wife. This all got us wondering if we're seeing a convergence of sorts between broadcast and cable. NPR's Netta Ulaby looked into this and encountered some pretty gruesome storylines.
Ratings are easy to measure. Last year, 40% of the top-rated shows in key demographics were cable. Only a decade or so ago, it was more like 4. But it seems like a qualitative convergence is happening, too. When a bloody zombie cable show like The Walking Dead gets historically high ratings, that's deadly serious for the broadcast networks. So they're trying to be just as disgusting, with new serial killer shows like Hannibal on NBC and The Following on Fox.
Kill her!
When it comes to this kind of thing, television critic Eric Deggans has coined a phrase.
Imitation is the sincerest form of television. Anything that works on TV is going to be cloned.
Let's return, for a moment, to a simpler era, when hit shows drew more than 20 million people, and the battle for ratings was waged between only 4 major broadcast networks.
For a long, long time, the networks had the home field advantage in that people's TV dials and their TV watching habits were all kind of oriented around broadcast television. And then when cable channels sort of came along, they were these exotic extra things.
Who's here, my baby?
Things like a channel designed for older women, says media studies professor Amanda Lotz, that for a while was a leader.
Lifetime was the most watched cable network for a period of 18 months in 2000-2001, and I think a lot of that had to do with that they had this very clear brand. At that time, Lifetime was television for women. They were creating original scripted shows with female leads when they weren't on broadcast networks.
But no one would have used the word convergence back then. Lifetime shows looked cheap and stamped out. Cable channels lacked big broadcast budgets, so they had to fill vast tracts of their schedules with reruns of broadcast shows. Do you remember when it felt like Law and Order was on every time you turned on cable?
The problem with that is that inevitably that doesn't fit your brand exactly because it wasn't created for you.
Lotz says cable channels gradually realized there was promotional value involved.
And the thing about scripted programming or the original scripted programming is that they can make it match their brand exactly.
So the cable channel TBS is comedy. That's why it picked up a broadcast show, Cougar Town, when ABC dropped it last year. Now it's producing original episodes. FX is edgy. It's getting broadcast-level ratings for its original scripted shows, like American Horror Story, or the one about a not particularly law-abiding motorcycle gang.
Sons of Anarchy is a motorcycle club. And just for your information, I haven't been charged with a crime, gun-related or otherwise, in over 7 years.
According to FX president John Landgraf, basic cable shows started to look more expensive with the launch of his network show The Shield and Monk on USA back in 2002. Since then, he's seen a remarkable jump in the sheer volume of scripted shows.
When The Shield launched, there were about 30 scripted original series in basic and premium cable. There were 125 last year. And I think they'll be well over that this year. Could be 140, could be 150.
Still, Landgraf is not seeing complete convergence, not yet, between scripted shows on cable and the ones on broadcast.
What broadcast shows have done is you always have to see the consequences instantaneously, right? It has to happen within the hour or very shortly. So you have to always see, essentially, that crime doesn't pay and bad people get punished and cops generally win. You know what, these shows like The Shield and The Sopranos, they're more like Shakespearean tragedies. You know, Macbeth doesn't get his comeuppance until the fifth act.
Maybe that's how we'll know convergence has really arrived, when we're watching Macbeth, the series, on Fox or ABC. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.